From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A snowblower fights its way through in Boston as the East Coast digs out from its first blizzard of the season. There's been lots of media attention, but Boston resident C. Paul Luongo is one person who thinks people are making too big a deal out of the storm.
As far as I'm concerned, this is normal winter weather.
Frances Borden says she and her husband are looking at their travel experiences positively, despite being robbed in Ecuador and then finding themselves stranded in Cleveland.
We're very happy to think we're going to get a seat on a bus from Cleveland to New York at last so we can go home. What a wonderful adventure we had.
Thousands of airline, rail, and bus passengers have been stranded or delayed, but service is slowly getting back to normal. Forecasters say temperatures will rise steadily in coming days. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is fending off criticism of the way he and his staff have handled the cleanup and response to the storm. There are hard freeze warnings on the Gulf Coast. Forecasters say a new storm system is about to hit the West Coast. Holiday retail spending is up this year over last, even as millions of people remain unemployed. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has some details from a new MasterCard Spending Pulse report, which tracks overall retail sales.
Michael McNamara, a vice president at Spending Pulse, was pleasantly surprised by the 5.5% increase in retail sales.
That's a little bit better than most folks were expecting. And it's really a good positive story heading into 2011 from a consumer spending standpoint in the United States.
Spending on apparel was especially strong. McNamara says cold weather likely increased the sales of winter clothes that often carry a higher price tag. But he adds that sales of jewelry and luxury items were also up significantly. Another notable trend? A double-digit increase in online spending. The Spending Pulse numbers cover just about all retail sales except autos from early November to Christmas Eve. The bottom line? Americans spent $584 billion, or about $30 billion more than last year. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Russia accuses the West of interfering in the trial of Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the jailed oil tycoon convicted in a case widely seen as politically motivated. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow that the Russian foreign ministry says U.S. and European countries should mind their own business.
The foreign ministry statement said the case is a matter for Russia's judicial system and attempts to exert pressure on the courts are unacceptable. Khodorkovsky was nearing the end of an 8-year sentence for tax evasion, but the new theft and money laundering conviction is expected to keep him behind bars well beyond Russia's 2012 presidential election. The State Department said the conviction raises serious questions about selective prosecution and about the rule of law being overshadowed by political considerations. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
This is NPR News. India is boosting security in major cities, suspecting plans for a terrorist attack over New Year's weekend. Officials say they suspect a Pakistan-based militant group. More police are in the streets, including the financial capital Mumbai. That city was the target of a major attack in 2008. China may be preparing to deploy a ballistic missile that could sink an aircraft carrier. The commander of the U.S. Pacific Command tells a Japanese newspaper that he believes a Chinese development group has settled on a workable design for an anti-ship missile. But he says the U.S. has not detected any test of such a missile over the water, and he predicts years of tests would be needed. This coming New Year's Day, there will be something to watch on TV besides college bowl games and old movies. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports Oprah Winfrey's new network, called OWN, puts out its first programming.
The network is named for its owner. OWN is the acronym for the Oprah Winfrey Network, but don't plan to see a lot of Oprah on it. She'll drop in from time to time to host an episode of Oprah's Masterclass, a series of conversations with iconic personalities, but the bulk of her network will be peopled by faces Winfrey made famous. Best friend Gayle King will have her own talk show. Oprah's favorite doctor, Mehmet Oz, will be a presence, as will financial advisor Susie Orman. Episodes of psychologist Phil McGraw's show will appear as The Best of Dr. Phil, and Rosie O'Donnell will have a new show. OWN has been a long time coming. The launch was delayed several times, but the end of Winfrey's 25-year run as queen of daytime talk means she'll have the time to pay full attention to her new network. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.